27 after 7, you're on Rise FM in 60 minutes now. We shift focus. We bring in the Economic Freedom Fighters leader, Colin Sidibe, joins us in conversation. Following that, the Economic Freedom Fighters in Mpumalanga has opened a case with the Hawks against the MEC of the Department of Education, Mamkethi Dlamini. Now, the EFF accuses the MEC of allegedly interfering in the department's tender processes, where she's accused of having instructed officials to remove qualifying companies and sideline business persons who were associated with the former Premier, Umam Refilwe Mtuinitsipane. The EFF leader joins us now in conversation. Dr. Colin, how are you?
Good evening, sir, and good evening to all Rise FM listeners.
Yeah, you've accused the MEC of meddling in the processes of the tender processes. Equally so, the MEC released a statement where you, as the EFF leader, she accuses you of being a middleman or fronting for, you know, for business persons' interest. To what extent do you account to that?
Yeah, it's a blatant lie. I think the MEC was trying to shift the case that she's faced with, because she was caught right-handed instructing officials to remove other companies and replace them with her own favorite companies. You will know, my man, that as a member of the legislature, I'm not anywhere close to tender processes, because those are administrative functions. We are doing the legislative oversight, and our duty is to hold the executives, including her, accountable.
Yeah.
So it's a blue lie, and is trying to purge the EFF so that maybe she thinks that will help her escape the case that she is faced with. So we've got facts.
Yeah.
We are not thumbsucking. That's why we submitted substantial evidence that support our case today.
Yeah.
In the police station.
Yeah, let's talk about that, because I'm glad that you have cited the issue of administration. Obviously, some would argue that the MEC is not even in the level of administration, probably when the Hawks formally charges them to the HOD, because one would say the HOD presides over the administration, whereas the MEC presides on the political aspect of the department. So to what extent are you bringing the HOD to account for the very same charges you are accusing the MEC for?
Look, we are dealing with a case which was reported by the officials themselves. And you will note that we issued a statement in the beginning, in the first month or days of the seven administration, after the first meeting of the MEC with the management of the department, where she instructed them that she does not want this company for IT, she wants this company. That's where it all started. And we caution her that this is not your duty as a political head. Yours is to provide political direction to the department. Leave administrative function to the administrators. They are hired for that, and it's your responsibility to hold them accountable. But only to find that she put her hands on the cookie jar, and then that was her recklessness. And then that's why the case is specific to her. Whether she instructed the HOD or supply chain manager or CFO, we have also cited them as witnesses in the case. So they will have to tell, because the evidence that we have at our disposal is enough to prove that indeed there was corruption made. There were companies that were removed and the companies that were added, which were not qualified.
Yeah, you know, it also brings us to maybe question your relationship, that, you know, work relationship, that is obviously the oversight and executive relationship. You know, there's been this tension between the department, or rather the MEC and the EFF. I mean, you cite a perfect example when she was just fairly new in the department. You accused her of having instructed these particular officials. Even then, you said you have tangible evidence. And what have happened of that evidence versus the evidence that you have now? Because even now, you still say you have tangible evidence. And even then, you said you are going to open a case, but you have since somewhat devoided of that particular stance. And now you have formally opened a case. What makes this one particularly unique from the first one that you had?
No. Remember, we wrote to the premier, and the premier intervened, and they met, and she clarified her position and agreed with the premier that she will not do that anymore. Only to find that there come the processes of the school nutrition and the appointment of the contractors for building maintenance of the school. And she did exactly that and said to remove this one and this one. I don't want them because they are linked to the former premier, and replace them with this one. So that evidence is there. My man. So we were waiting for action. So if she had listened to us, she will not be in this hot water. But because she's stubborn, she thinks she has arrived, she can do as she wishes, and then here she comes again, and then do the same instruction, which she must account in the court of law. Why, as a head or as a political head, did she do that? Because it's not part of her function.
Yeah. In her statement, she cites Uguti, these issues were brought already before the premier. Did you, as the AFF, write to the premier about these issues? Because now I'm quoting from the statement. She says, these frivolous allegations have already been put forward in the form of questions to the honorable premier in the legislature. The premier responded to appropriately in a constituted session. Were these allegations formally ventilated within the legislature in what she terms constituted session?
Correct. Like I said earlier on, we wrote to the premier, they had a meeting, we raised it in the legislature sitting in a form of a motion, and but she didn't desist. Look, the first mistake she did of instructing them to appoint an unqualifying IT command, has cost our grade 12 learners a great deal, because till today they don't have network connections. They are unable to access the syllabuses because they've got these gadgets which were given by the very same department, the iPads, for them to access their materials, study materials, and so forth, the connection to access Wi-Fi in school, and even in second offices. It's not there this year, and I doubt whether I'm going to see the rise in the metric results of the 2024 class of Mpumalang, metric class of Mpumalang, because of her involvement in the tender processes. The appointment was supposed to have been done long at her arrival. It is even part of a 100 days commitments, but it is not achieved. And further, it is in the 100 days commitment of the premier, and it is not achieved.
Yeah,
that's what we have for her.
What are the hawks saying? I mean, is there a particular timeline in which you can maybe follow the process? You know, what's their appetite in investigating this particular case? I mean, since you have already done almost half of the work by finishing them with evidence.
Yeah, the DBCI sent one captain. She was with us at the police station and monitored the processes very closely. And then we got the case number as we speak, and then the docket was going to be taken to an investigator from DBCI, because those tenders combined, they amount to billions and billions of rands, and anything more than 6 million must be referred to the works. So we're happy they were there, they witnessed everything, they promised and committed that they'll take the case and investigate it thoroughly.
Without a doubt. That's it, all the best. And we hope to interact with you soon just to make a follow-up in terms of this case. But also, more so, I mean, there's a big festival in the EFF when it comes to December. Hopefully, we'll engage with you further on those conversations.
Gabon Skatsako. I'm always available and we're ready for the big festival.
Without a doubt. Colin Sidibe is the leader of the EFF in Mpumalanga, talking us through around the case. In fact, the charges that were opened, or the case rather, that it, you know, that has since been opened against the MEC of the Department of Education, Umam Kethi. I mean, the EFF is accusing Umam Kethi of meddling in the tender processes, citing that she instructed officials of the Department of Education to not particularly award certain tenderpreneurs or tender business persons, you know, the nutrition tender, and sidelining them because they were linked or aligned to former Premier Mere Filium Tweni Tsipane.